Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic Tuesday Night, New York, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion around the world, and you can call in and talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, your video, whatever it is, your intercom, your grandmother. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And one of the things that I have realized lately is, why aren't the service dog schools compiling information to pass a law to give people rights who are denied service dogs, who need service dogs? You know,
a blind person
who needs a dog and is denied that dog and has a problem with the school cannot go out and demonstrate. For the simple reason that we're not protected. Who's going to protect you? You know, you go out and you say these things about the school. You tell people. You alert the news media. You'll never get a guide dog.
No, you won't ever.
There's no law to protect you.
Nope.
So the people who are complaining and demonstrating, you know, and I'm talking to the peaceful ones now.
Be grateful. Yeah, you have
that
ability.
Be grateful that you're protected.
Yeah.
When you do that, because millions of us aren't.
That's right.
And that's why these agencies should step forward and voluntarily give out information that the legislators would respond to pass the law. We're going to hopefully do a Facebook on this.
Yeah.
And put it out there.
All right, open mic. I had a real horrible, I'm pissed, to say the least. Very pissed. It doesn't sound like I'm pissed. I could be screaming right now, but I'm trying to keep composure. I could be cursing now, but I'm trying to keep composure. Okay? How I feel right now, I want to take my lungs, and I want to scream so loud and so hard, so badly, and just scream, because the energy that's in me is so pent up. I just cannot imagine how people could just neglect me so much and just feel like it's normal.
What happened. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I just have to say that first before I say what happened. Okay. For the last 4 days, and it would have happened for tomorrow too, if my
You don't know about tomorrow yet.
Yes, it would have happened tomorrow.
Don't talk about tomorrow because you don't know about tomorrow yet.
No, it could happen tomorrow still. But the woman who confirmed, there's a whole thing that happened, and I got to describe this to everybody. All right. The first, I got sick on Tuesday of last week. I couldn't go to my CAT scan, so I canceled my reservation. I'm entitled to do that. Everybody who can get sick and is entitled to cancel their reservation. I got sick, for God's sakes. So I canceled my reservation properly. All right? That means you call the company who is your insurance company, and they hire a separate company who happens to be, you know, this company. I'm going to say the company's name because I don't give a crap anymore. Excuse my French, but I have to say this. I don't give a hell. I really don't. It's called CTG, okay? And this company, CTG, is hired, okay, by this Medicaid Long long-term care, MLTC, which is a Medicaid long-term care. It's you know, a Medicaid long-term care insurance company. So Medicaid pays this long-term care company, which is called AgeWell, to provide me service. Okay. So now just try and keep this straight. It's really crazy. Okay. This is what they do to the disabled. They try to make you go crazy. All right. So basically they pay, everything's contracted. Okay. And you go crazy in the meantime. Okay. You have to keep track of all this stuff. Okay. Now, they pay for this company to provide you transportation service. Okay. So they're inept beyond inept. So now my case is only being managed by the supervisor. By the way, he's on vacation right now. So everything that I need is totally messed up. All right? He went on vacation yesterday. Okay? So today's reservations from this company that chose not to deal with me because in March, because of COVID, I have a standing order reservation that's in the system to go to acupuncture on the weekend that I reported to this inept company that's hired by AgeWell, okay? I cannot believe all this happened today. It's hired by AgeWell. They decided not to cancel the reservations, and the transportation company that's hired by CTG, okay, which I've used before with other insurance companies, which I know for a long time.
You got to go to Harvard Law School to figure this out.
More than Harvard, but I happen to know what's going on because I've experienced it all, okay, before, okay, and I've experienced it with other long-term care companies, and I've experienced it with Medicaid originally. Medicaid is a unique breed. I'm going to say it that way because nobody runs it this way. It's so bizarre. Just give me the damn money, all right? Give me the darn money, darn it. Put it in an account for me.
Well, there's a lot of people who are haters who are involved with running Medicaid,
yes,
too.
You know what they did today? They screamed at me for the mistake of CTG and saying that I canceled all my reservations at the door because of CTG's multiple mistakes and their inept behavior. And I called my insurance provider and I screamed at bloody and cursed and screamed and cursed and said I'm a second class citizen.
You got too many people involved here. That's one of the things.
I have no control over it. No control. You hear me? You don't have control over the people who are involved. You don't. You are subjected to them. No control. Okay.
Well, you got to find another way to do it.
There's no other way to do it.
No, I disagree with
okay?
that.
Okay. By the end of the year, they're taking away this system. Thank heaven. But guess what we're going back to? Medicaid. Which, now, here's the real big clincher. Go back to Medicaid, you get less hours. When you get less hours, guess what? You're at risk of going into a nursing home. Oh,
well, I just said that a lot of the people involved with Medicaid are haters.
There's more. If they do that, guess what? Oh, boy. You want to talk about a demonstration? Oh, boy. There's going to be a demonstration.
That's not going to work.
No, Frank.
That's not going to work.
I'm not going to go into a nursing home.
That's old
my
stuff. Been done a
body.
Thousand times.
No, it's not going to be a demonstration like that. Oh, no. Oh, no, sorry. That's it. I had it. Today was the, believe me, I never felt like a piece of poo in my entire life. Okay? I've been this bad, okay? And I don't like it. I don't like the way they treat the disabled. We are worse than second-class citizens. We are the last. We're the pittance on the bottom of a bucket. We are the dirt. We are the poo. We are the scraps. We are nothing. That has got to change. I'm sorry. People say,
well, you
got to
get people in there that aren't haters if you're going to change
yes.
it.
Yes. And you know what? That's what's happening in the U.S. today, right now, with all races. One race thinks this way, one race thinks that way, and they're doing it to the disabled, too. I'm tired of it.
You got all these haters.
Okay? Hating, constant hating. Live in the other person's shoe, and you'll realize what they feel like. That's what it is. I realized it, and I realized it well today. People have to live in the other person's shoe to realize what they're going through, and I said it more than once today.
No, inner sight has to have the money to change it.
That's right. Yes, you're right. You're right.
That's the best
and
way.
And also, the person has to be disabled. I realized that today. They really do. I'm not wishing them disability. No, I never would in my life.
Well, some people should be disabled. Teach them a lesson.
I don't wish it on them, Frank. I'm not an evil person.
I wish it on some of them.
I don't. I really don't.
I
do you really
want
to do that? I don't.
Because what's wrong with being disabled? It's not. Nothing wrong with being disabled. It's the system that you have to deal with.
That's the problem. I don't wish disability on a person with the system that we have. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a curse. Okay, that's pure evil.
No, I don't look at it like
that. With the system we have to deal with, Frank, wishing this on them is a curse. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's your opinion. I don't agree with that.
So wait, okay, you're saying, okay, disability is pleasurable with all this going on?
No, I'm saying
I don't agree with that.
It's not a curse. It's the system.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
not
if the
fact
system
that the
was straightened out. No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying I don't wish disability on people right now the way the system is, because the system has cursed everybody who is disabled.
Some people deserve to be disabled who are treating us like this.
I don't agree with that. You know why? I don't agree with that because the system is so evil. The system is so evil. It is. Why would two evils make a right? It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't change anything. What does it do? It just makes everybody miserable. It doesn't change a damn thing.
Well, I don't know about that.
Does it change
anything?
You
know, the best thing would be if you could temporarily disable somebody.
That would be okay to me.
And then bring them back.
That would be good.
You know?
Yeah.
As a punishment for doing things, for being a hater, maybe, you know?
That would be nice.
Something like that.
You know, like the Mr. Scrooge story? That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Let them wake up the next day and want to give. That's what I want. You know, that's
all
right. What I want.
Inner Sight,
you know.
Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East, NikitaRescue.org. Adopt the Nikita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Tom Driven, New Jersey. Great organization. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them, protect them, cherish them, and remember those who didn't get that kind of treatment, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and all the others. Go an extra mile. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, reminding you, all right? Around the world, with Inner Sight and the... Nobody Stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. dog food, cat food, and medical. So give them a call if you need any help with that. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, another friend who's been good to us. Mr. Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. You need information about your mortgage, call Mr. Kennedy. He's a very knowledgeable guy about houses and all that stuff.
I never
All right, Inner Sight.
But if I'll finish it.
Inner Sight, open mic around the world. Some of our friends are Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and we thank them for helping in the past. All right. How about the Able News? You got that?
Yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll finish the story. Is that okay? I think that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Suzanne.
All right. Don't forget
okay.
to sign our petitions, change.org,
yes.
Service dog school licensing that we're working on in the nursing homes. Now, that situation you were talking about, you're dealing with Medicaid, which means that you have to have some kind of a fair hearing process.
Yeah, she's filling out the paperwork already.
You know.
I'm doing it.
To get that.
Yep.
And, you know, what you should do is release it to the media.
Yeah, I'm gonna do all that. Trust me, I am. I'm pissed.
And I would put it in terms of there are many people who are in these agencies who are supposed to help us who are haters. You know.
Yeah.
I would get very dramatic. I would get very dramatic about this because that's what needs to happen. You know.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to see all the groups use that term. Get rid of the haters. Because that's what's going on in so many different ways.
Excuse me, Frank.
Yeah.
That was Maureen calling my cell. I don't know why. Maybe something's wrong.
I don't know.
That was weird.
Is she on the line?
No, I just accidentally disconnected her. You want me to try and call her on the board?
No. Let's see if she calls in.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic.
Sometimes she has trouble calling the board, and I don't know, there's something, an issue with our board once in a while.
Well, we can't get her on the cell. You got to get her on the on the show. Right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying sometimes there's an issue with our board once in a while. I have trouble calling in, too.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let me continue with my story first. And then I'll try calling her and you could talk after that. All right. And then I'll try bringing her in on the board. Okay. So anyway, basically these people disgusted me. Let me tell you quickly what happened. Basically, I go to the, after I missed Tuesday's appointment because I was sick, I go to the next appointment, which was on Thursday. All right. So I get I'm sitting there waiting outside, and it's about 15 minutes past my pickup time. So I go back in the house. I'm not waiting out here. I'm not wasting my oxygen. Forget this. I plug in my, I go in the house, I plug in my oxygen, I grab the house phone, I'm not wasting my cell phone either, and I call, you know, the CTG, you know, my lovely CTG, people I'm starting to begin to dislike at that point, and I say, where's my ride? They call the provider, this time a different company than I normally use, and they ask, what's going on? And they say, well, you didn't call us. And I'm like, that's not what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to provide transportation and meet me at in front of my house. I'm not supposed to call you. Oh, we thought, oh, hold on, let me see. Maureen's calling. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right, Intersight on Open Mic Live, and there's so many complications with this system because it's not being run properly. People should run their own lives. That would solve the entire problem. And that's what's going on with every situation that you hear on this show centers around the fact that there's money there to help people who are disabled and elderly, and the money is being misused by these agencies. And this, what Suzanne is telling now is a typical story of what we're talking about. Look at all the people involved. Look at all the confusion. You know, look at all the waste. Look at all the money being wasted. Having all these companies and all this, wouldn't it be so much easier if the person had the money in an account and could only use it for a specific purpose of which it's intended and call up and get a ride, end of business, and pay the carrier? Wouldn't that be the simplest way to do it and save money for the taxpayers, because the agencies for the disabled could help to raise that money and the government would only have to put up half of it? There's a saying in the Bible, the devil is a god of confusion. And it's so true. And that's why we say now that many of these people, not all of them, there's some good people, but many of these people in these agencies and these nursing homes and institutions are haters. And they've set themselves up as haters. And that has to go. We got to get rid of that stuff. Because it just violates people. Oh. Anyway, how's Maureen? Did you talk? Did you talk to Maureen?
Yeah, she said she's having trouble calling in, and we've had trouble like with more than one person on. If I'm on and say one other person's on, or you're on, and we have trouble sometimes. So I have to call blog once in a while and give them a call and find out what's going on, or email.
We have any
find out what's going on.
We have any calls on the line now?
We've had no calls lately, I think.
All right. Well, we apparently having some kind of difficulties. You know, everybody's on the internet these days, so who knows?
Yeah.
If you're trying to call in, you know,
keep trying.
Up and wait a while and then call back.
Try again. Yes, you have to. It's not we're ignoring you. It's just that occasionally we get this technical glitch that I'm going to have to call Blog Talk Radio about and see what's going on. Sorry about the technical glitches.
And just so people want to check they have the right number, 213-816-1650. 213-816-1650 is the number here. Open mic.
Yeah.
All right. So I hear that Mr. Trump is mad at his ex-security chief, A guy by the name of Volton.
So I was going to finish my story when you're done, I guess.
Well, go ahead. I'll resume that. I thought you finished.
No, I never finished. I never got a chance.
Well, go ahead. Finish your story.
All right. Yeah, well, I got off because of I wear two hats, you know. So anyway, basically the second trip was canceled, and then because they said that they didn't want to that they were waiting for me to call. Then the next day, I had another trip, and lo and behold, that they never, you know, did the reservation correctly, and that never showed up. And guess what? Today was the, you know, the fourth trip. And the people who were supposed to pick me up blamed it on, and there's the people who are always reliable for me and always the people who take me back and forth everywhere. And this guy I know for years, and I've been always praising them and blah, 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 blah. And they really have been good to me and all that. He is just a nasty SOB, okay? And I'm going to do something. I got to figure out something that I do for him special. He's got to get a special something. I don't know what it is. I'll figure it out. Maybe call a lawyer. I don't know what. But I'll figure it out.
Well, what happened? He didn't pick you up?
Oh, no. He said, we're not picking you up again. You make us waste gas. You're just a waste. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Yep. You're a waste of time. You are a waste. And we're not picking you up because you make us sit there and wait all this time. We've been coming since March on Saturday. I said, whoa, 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 I don't have time to sit here and listen to you. Click. And it wasn't my fault, I have you know. It was all...
Well, that sounds like what I said a minute ago. Haters.
Right, hater. Yeah.
That's what that
so
is.
So I called... I didn't call CTG because I'm not getting anywhere with CTG. I called my...
What's CTG?
That's the stupid butt transportation company that Agewell.
What is it? Is it? Let me get the. Is it C like cat, D like David, and
yes.
T like Thomas?
C, then T, and then G. C.
Wait a minute. Give is C like cat.
Yes. T like Tommy, then G like George.
G like Tommy. G like George.
Yes.
CTG.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
And I have no idea. They never gave me what the thing was, and I don't care.
I think they're afraid to let people know what it stands for.
Yeah, and everybody there. You press 1 for English, it's a foreigner. You press, 2 for Spanish, it's a foreigner. You press 3 for Korean, it's a foreigner. Everybody doesn't speak English there, I swear. You don't have one person that speaks English then.
Well, they sound like a bunch of haters. Who knows?
No, they literally don't care, period. They don't care. They're haters. They just don't care, period.
Yeah.
Simple.
Huh. A lot of that stuff going on.
And they don't listen. They don't listen. They don't have education. They don't have, they're ignorant. I can give you all the adjectives in the world, and still it doesn't describe them.
Yeah.
Incompetence. I don't know how else to describe them. They're just incompetent. They're not good for the job. I fire them. You're fired.
Well, this is what happens when the money's misused.
It's more, I mean, who pegged it out right from the get-go? Joe pegged it out. He knew this company was worse than National Medical Transportation. He knew it. But maybe they'll once they get organized, they'll be better. And he said, nah, they sound just as bad. He said, nah, they sound just
as bad. They
got
worse.
And he got sick. they got much worse. They just didn't care. And then they say, okay, I'll do the reservation. And then they don't, they just put in the reservation, okay? And your reservation is in there, all right? So they here's what they do. Say you say, I need a reservation for 2 o'clock tomorrow to come to my house to stay up for a 3 o'clock appointment. It takes 20 minutes to get to my house. You have ample time. And it's only 20 minutes to get there. So you make even extra time. Sometimes you even make it an hour more, okay? More than that. You make it a whole extra hour than what you need. And yet you get there late. So
when you get get your hearing, you ought to demand restitution monetarily for what you've been through.
But there's no, I'm gonna demand everything, Frank. Literally, demand everything.
Sure.
And I'm gonna demand. Here's the best part. I'm gonna demand, most importantly, first for that guy's firing. His name is John. And I'm going to say it right out. I want him to be fired, number one. Number two, I'm going to demand that the Medicaid benefits be taken away from Choice Medical, who provided these services. Because I can't stand the fact that the owner of this company didn't step in and say, listen, this wasn't her fault. After all the money and all the years that I provided him, service. Seriously.
Now, this guy, John, wasn't he somebody you made friends with?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes. Yes.
So, you see, you
and
never know who a hater can be.
Me over big time. He did. The thing that flabbergasted me and made me go on a rant and rage and raise my blood pressure to the roof.
Are you going to make yourself sick over these jackasses?
No, it just made me boil, Frank. Boil. Literally. I was ready to go there. And if I wasn't, I really wanted to. I'm sorry. This is what wars are made of. Really. I could see why the protesters are protesting. I really can. He said, I'm not worth his time. I don't have the time for this. I'm not worth John's time. Well, you know what, John? You're not worth my time, darn it. You're not worth anything to me. If you were dying, maybe I'd help you. But you're not worth me listening to you anymore. Period.
Yeah, well, you see, you don't know people. You think you know them sometimes, and you really don't. You know. Undoubtedly, he was told to come down on you like that by somebody higher up. I'll bet you any money.
Yes, but you know what? They're going to be very sorry for what they did.
Which
they
shows
really
you that there are haters in these systems.
And you know what? That owner is going to be extremely sorry for what he did. Yep.
Well, I don't know about that, but we got to definitely change the way the system operates.
Yes,
that's
we do.
That's for sure.
That's not the way a person should be treated. If they need to just be calm and go for a simple test.
Well, this is what happens when you don't pay people.
That's right.
This is what happens. They don't care about you.
And I shouldn't be blamed for things that I have no control over. If you are sick or you have a disability, you don't have control over things.
If you were paying these people, they would never talk to you like that. Believe me.
That's right. People think you have control over the things that your body does when you have multiple disabilities. people don't realize that you don't. Damn it. I wish I did. I'd snap everything off. I would. In a heartbeat. I'd snap the things that I don't want. I really would, Frank. I really would. Really, I would.
All right, in the site, tomorrow night, television, 8:30, channel 20, Long Island, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And let's see, tomorrow's show, very appropriate, are the politicians.
Yeah.
Haters.
Companies that, I'm going to add to that, and the companies that provide services, haters. Add that to it.
Well, there's a lot of it.
Add that. We'll keep growing our list. And the companies that provide services.
Thursday night, I don't know. I forgot the title. I don't know what we got. Thursday.
I don't think we had a title.
I thought we had one, but we'll have to
figure
that one out.
We have to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's the funnies. All right. Inner sight around the world. This is the open mic. At 213-816-1650. Anybody able to get through?
Let me check.
On the line? We apologize if you can't get through. We appear to be having some kind of...
And Maureen was able to get through now. See,
difficulty with the line.
Yeah, Maureen was able to finally get through. You have to keep trying. That's the only thing. I don't know why... It does that, but you have to keep trying. Are you
sure? Oh, she's on. Do you want to talk? Hello? Hello? We can hardly hear you.
Maureen,
dial back in if you can hear us.
You're telling me to dial back in.
It was a horrible connection.
That's what's been happening. Craziness.
Now there's all static in the line. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Inner sight, open mic. Around the world, and the latest news that I got on the stimulus. Mr. Trump says he has his own stimulus, and it could turn out to be more than the last one. So,
oh, that'd be nice.
Send it to us, Donald. Yes.
I'll take anything right now.
And I'll be answering the email that I got from his committee.
Guess what, Frank? You know what I want? Anything I get from now on, any stimulus, anything, even that application that I have to fill out to get my Social Security back, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put everything.
Well, you've been saying that for years. You never did anything about it.
Oh, no, not anymore. I'm going to do it now. Really going to do it. You know why? My goal is to raise money. And applies to every single grant that there is. And if I'm denied, I'm going to take those people and I'm going to put them on the list. And I'm going to start making a list of people who have grants and deny people. Yep. I'm going to put it on our website. Uh-huh.
Sounds like the Quiet Man movie. And you're in my book.
Yeah. That's right. Uh-huh. They're going to be on Suzanne's poop list. Yep.
Inner sight, open mic. Sorry about the trouble with the lines tonight.
Let me check if she's on again, okay?
It's not a good night for open mic when you have trouble with the lines. You want people to call in. Keep trying.
Hang on, let me check.
213-816-1650. Try to not be on a speakerphone when you call in.
I don't think she was on a speakerphone. I just think it was the connection, Frank.
I don't know. Sounded like a horrible connection, so who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Open mic. Father's Day coming up. Sunday. You know, all the dads and all the disabled dads. How about all the moms that have to double as dads?
That's right. They're moms and dads.
And a message to the deadbeat dads. Get off your butt and help your children. Be a man.
How about?
Stand up. You know, and help.
How about the disabled moms who are single moms and have to be the moms and the dads? How about that?
Yeah, right.
We never did that. Never talked about that.
Well, here's another statistic we'll never know. How many disabled dads will be denied a service dog this week?
We don't know. How many,
or have been denied.
How many dads were in nursing homes and died in there? Never know that.
Oh, that's a big number.
My dad did. One,
but I think on that you can get some kind of statistics.
No, you don't really know.
There might be a number. The state keeps a lot of statistics.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I never tried to get one, but there might be.
Mm. You might be able to
but
ask
we wish time. We wish all a healthy Father's Day and a happy one.
Yeah.
You know, check out those natural remedies. A good way, a health
tip,
by the way.
Thinking about that more and more.
A good way to take apple cider vinegar. Take the organic one, shake it up real good. You got to get the mother.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And take it with water, chase it down with water during your meals.
Yes.
That's the best way to take it because it activates all the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid and helps your digestion and your absorption.
What type of food would be the best to take the apple cider vinegar with? Protein, fat, mostly protein and fat.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
What carbohydrates do you want to avoid?
I don't think it matters. Any kind of food I take it with. If I eat a brownie, you know, I'll take the apple cider vinegar and wash it down with water.
Mm-hmm.
And the digestion will be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, whatever, it's good to eat as organic as possible. But the point is to take it with your meal. Wash it down with the water, you know.
Yeah.
So if you eat three times a day, you should take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had something that I thought would have been okay because it wasn't gluten, right? But I guess the thing that was inside of it got me. I thought it was non-dairy because it said non-dairy on it. But I guess, I don't know, it went spoiled. I don't know. It just really got my stomach. It was rice balls that were, quote, non-dairy. But I guess maybe
they usually have a lot of cheese in them.
Yeah, but it was nasty on my stomach. My stomach's so darn sensitive.
Did you take the apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I did. So that's why I'm asking, what do you take?
You washed it down with water?
Yeah, I did.
How much did you take?
In fact, I mixed the water. I'm sorry?
How much vinegar did you take?
Oh, I took like a teaspoon worth. I don't take too much.
A teaspoon?
Yeah. I can't take more than that.
You could take a little more than that. You could take a tablespoon.
No, if I take
maybe,
more than that,
more.
I get sour stomach. Bad sour stomach.
Well, you might have another condition that aggravates it.
Yeah, I do. So
a lot of
when I
do.
Take it, I got to only take a, I got to take a little bit. So I take a little bit, and it's okay. If I take a lot, then I get sour stomach. So I got to balance it, you know.
Well, take a little bit and then wait 20 minutes and take a little more with the water.
Yeah,
try that.
That's a good idea. But I was wondering if I take like something like a protein or a fat, maybe like an egg white or something like that, would it be better?
No, I don't think it...
Like
it's
something that would matter?
No, the doctor said with meals, so he didn't specifically...
He did say meals, but I'm wondering if it matters what...
I don't know. You'd have to ask Gary Noll about
that. Yeah, I really want to do that. And then also, this new doctor that works with mitochondrial... helps these mitochondrial diets that help people with neural degeneration. And people like myself... She was explaining, and people like with MS, people, even though I have everything that she was giving as symptoms, I exactly have, Frank. And I was like, holy cow. Everything she wrote down in her book, I was like, oh, my God, that's me. So I was like.
Well, you should still confirm it, though.
Diet.
With the blood.
Yeah. So, of course. So what I'm going to do, there's a nutritionist, but they're all the way, they do this virtual thing, but I'd have to pay. So I have to find a way of paying for that. I don't know. A lot of things I got to pay for.
When you have your hearing with Medicaid, tell them that's what you want for putting you through this. Find out the cost of it.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
And tell them you want Medicaid to pay for it. Or give you the money.
Also, they're starting to cover it as a protocol now for people with neural degeneration. It's actually been studied. So we'll see.
I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah, it's actually been studied because the woman is an actual doctor. She is an actual doctor. So I'm happy about that she can get this, you know, done because she's done scientific research on it. She is a neurologist and she had MS and she was getting worse with all the medicine that she tried. Every medicine.
The best way to do that though is to put the money into the disabled person's account because I'll tell you why. Because if 6 months down the line you're in treatment and the haters decide to cut it off, there goes your money.
That's
so
right.
I would demand. I want the money in my account.
In a personal account.
Only
that's
for
right.
this purpose.
That's right.
That's how it should be done. Because that way
that's
at least you know you got you got that much money.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about them cutting it because they cut it
all
the
time. And then somebody should say... And then there should be, and as a matter of fact, you know, while you're at it, you should do everything like that, you know, and then start the program that way, you know. I mean, hey.
Well, I would take one thing at a time, because.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, these people, they don't think that way.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. One thing at a time, and then when you get the one thing satisfied, then you go, well, since that works, you know.
All right, in a sight, open mic with broken phones.
Let me see if she's on. Hold on.
All right, 213-816-1650. If you want to try to call in, maybe
call back in. Wow.
Maybe the whole world is on the internet tonight. Who knows?
No, I think it's really a blog because we've been having this little glitch every once in a while, but we've been able to overcome it and just I tell people to keep calling back in and they're able to get in, and including myself. I keep calling. That's why sometimes you hear me come in late.
Who knows?
But now it's like really hit its top moment when the last few nights we don't get any callers. So now I got a call. I got a call block or write them an email.
All right, open mic. Yeah. And tomorrow night we're going to talk about the politicians who are haters. There's a lot of them. And what happened with you and your so-called friend with the transportation, you thought that guy was your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to find out, that he was a hater.
I don't even know what he was. He was more than a hater. He's evil.
That's what he sounds
like.
He's
an evil man. He's an evil man. I mean, hater.
Same thing, hater, evil.
Hater you could change, I think. Evil is
so
evil.
You know, how many politicians walk through life like that? You know?
Yeah.
And are haters on the disabled and the minority. They don't belong in those jobs.
I see that. No, I see that. I see evil. I see, you know, when people are just pure evil. And I see it happening every day. The only way people are going to have change and permanent change is if they accept that they are a hating person and that they are biased.
You gotta get rid of the haters.
And
you can't put them in
responsible
jobs.
No, they've
got to
accept
that
they hate. They personally have to accept that they have this hatred in them, okay? And then they have to examine why they have this hatred in them. And then after that, once they've examined why, they've got to examine a way to change it. And after examined why,
they have to want
to
change.
Because otherwise, exactly. And if they don't want to change it, get them out of the jobs that are of significance and put them in jobs that, you know, don't significant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the people.
Well, I was very happy to hear on the Reuters news that President Trump, I don't know the details of it, but I'd like to find out. President Trump signed an executive order to combat hatred in all the police officers throughout this country. I think that's a wonderful thing that he did, and it's going to show people that, you know, he's not a person who is prejudiced. I don't know the details of it, but I want to find out.
It was.
I think we ought to do a show on that.
No. Let me tell you what happened. It was just the law that went through the Senate, and he just signed it. That's all. It wasn't anything big deal. It wasn't fantastic, you know. It was the law that went through the House and the Senate. That's all.
What's the details of it?
It's just to say, mostly, it was no chokeholds. Certain, like, details about, I forgot most of it. They were saying what it was.
Well, we got to find out more about it.
Yeah, we
got to
find out more details. Do you know who has most of the details? Who did most of it, actually? President, not President, oh, Jesus, Lord, let it not be. Governor Cuomo.
Well,
Governor
they said this was an executive order, not a law. So are we talking about two different things here?
Well, I think, yes, it was an executive order. It was an executive order to facilitate it faster. But a lot of it had come from what a lot has been done in the House and the Senate. But what had happened, certain things were taken out, certain things were put in, and he signed an executive order to facilitate certain things that he wanted. I don't know if he did a line-by-line veto. I have no idea about that part.
Well, I'm going to try to find out.
The nitty-gritty details, I need to know the nitty-gritty details. I don't know
and
the nitty-gritty details.
We'll talk about
details.
That sometime next
week. Yeah, we could.
You know?
Yeah, we could. But I'd like to
All right.
do what you said. I want to propose you know, to President Trump before November. I'd like to propose your idea. I want to see if he takes bait.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put it on the email they sent me, and then I'm gonna run it by some of the top Republicans that I know here in Long Island. You know, and see what the possibilities are of maybe getting an audience. You know,
I think you should maybe try, not King. There's another one that's popular. I forgot the person's name though. Not King though. King is going out. Who's the one replacing him? I forgot the name though. Kennedy or something.
I don't know. Oh,
the new one,
Congressman
Kennedy.
King is retiring.
Yeah, is retiring. Who's the
King
one
is retiring.
Him? Yeah, I know. Who's
yeah, the guy.
Him? I can't remember. Kennedy?
Right? What's the name wants
Kennedy?
To take his place?
Who?
Guarino, I think his name is.
Who's taking his place?
And Andrew Guarino.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that. Ooh, that's my.
Yeah,
That's both of ours, actually.
Oh,
oh
I don't
wow!
Know.
I didn't know that.
You don't live in Suffolk County.
No, but he's at mine also.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you know that?
But
King is mine, and King is yours too. Yeah, he's in my.
I know him. I don't know him well, but you know, we shared a news conference one time.
Really?
So.
That's actually good, though.
See what happens. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not counting on anything.
You know what you do?
I'm gonna do my inner sight. Yeah, I'm gonna do my inner sight stuff. Put it out there, and see what happens. You know?
Yeah. Like you know.
I've been
do.
Burnt by politicians too many times. You know.
That's an understatement, Frank.
So I'm very cautious.
I've seen it live.
You know.
Oh, God, I'm getting too jaded. And I see it live every time. And I see how they ignore what you say. And each time I say it on Twitter, and I focus it straight with the Twitter tag to the governor. And each time I'm ignored. I'm ignored, and my Twitter tag goes
yeah, well, that, and if a politician says, I'll look into it, that's nothing. That means they're not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah. That's right. Go straight to the governor. So they could easily look, and it's on. I don't go to a news media. I get the straight alert from the governor's office, okay? So that means it's going to the governor. Okay, it's from the governor.
He probably gets a million of them a day or more.
No, wait. We're only like about 1,000 people. Oh, more haters are on there, too. I'm tired of hearing about the nursing home crap. I said, too bad.
They're obviously not in a nursing home.
Right. I said, try living in one. That's what I wrote.
We got to get out of here.
Disabled.
Inner sight, be with you tomorrow night. Are the politicians haters? Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about that. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Sorry about the technical stuff with the phones.
Yeah.
You know, we'll try again tomorrow night. Inner sight means freedom.
Yeah.
Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Be with you tomorrow night live in a site. Thank you so much. Be careful out there. Don't forget to take your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar. I carry mine with me now. I got a little pouch.
You do?
Goodbye, world. In a site. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.